You're listening to SBS News.
Καλημέρα.
Καλημέρα.
Τι κάνεις, Δημήτρα?
For staff at the Frondita Aged Care Centre in Melbourne, speaking Greek is essential to improving the lives of the facility's elderly residents. 23-year-old worker Jenny says she's noticed a huge difference in the relationship residents have with staff who can speak their mother tongue, as opposed to those who do not.
No way they would let you actually assist them with non-Greek speaking staff. But when we go there and we speak the language, they calm down. Like they are very much better to communicate and to be asked them, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And they are actually cooperating. And the benefits are like really amazing. They feel that they're in their home and we can actually help them meet their needs.
The Frondita Centre is home to dozens of Greek migrants who've either reverted back to their mother tongue as they've aged or never quite picked up the English language in the first place. Frondita Care Chief Executive Officer George Lakakis says bilingual aged care workers are important for the care of the elderly in multicultural communities across Australia.
The cultural and language capacity of our new staff, they're able to relate to our residents. They also help with the transfer of information to other colleagues who don't speak Greek. So despite training our staff in the Greek language, we offered Greek language courses for them. This way we supplement our workforce with people who can speak the language.
That need has been recognised by the federal government, which is offering Frondita Care an extra 60 special visas to employ more bilingual staff. The Minister for Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, Alan Tudge, says the centre must advertise locally first.
These boutique arrangements which we can enter into allow us to have very personalised arrangements for particular companies. But the essence is still the same. A, we're prioritising Australians first, and the company has to demonstrate that there's no Australian available. And B, they still need to satisfy the criteria which will be set out in the agreement.
With so many niche jobs that do not fall within the list of occupations eligible for skilled visas in Australia, there are more than 300 boutique arrangements already in place. The government is looking to do further deals based on the needs of individual businesses and various industries, as well as particular parts of the country.
We're working with the business leaders in two regions at the moment, in North Queensland and in the Goldfields in Western Australia. And both of those regions have very unique circumstances. In North Queensland, they've got a thriving tourism industry and they've got requirements for things like Chinese-speaking scuba diving instructors. In the Goldfields, they've got a shortage of drillers. They've got a shortage of people who can work on some of the nearby farms.
The minister says in most cases, visa holders in these boutique arrangements will have a pathway to permanent residency too. Maria Zivic, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.